Jackson, W266, DR Waukesha. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Liberty Mutual Insurance.
I'm Wendy Gillette in New York. Five votes in the House, and still Republicans have not been able to elect a speaker.
No member-elect having received a majority of the whole number of votes cast, a speaker has not been elected.
Conservatives have blocked Kevin McCarthy's attempts to win the leadership role. It's not clear what the party will do next. The president is also weighing in on the political stalemate.
I'm Stephen Portnoy.
This is not a good look.
President Biden tells reporters the world is watching what's happening here in Washington and that it's embarrassing that Republicans have been unable to elect a speaker. He added, quote, I hope they get their act together.
President Biden spoke while on his way to Covington, Kentucky, to talk about the infrastructure bill and the Chips and Science Act, which were signed into law last year.
Today, just a few hours from here, Intel is investing $20 billion, $20 billion near Columbus to expand what I refer to as the Field of Dreams, expanding semiconductor manufacturing.
There is a water problem in one Mississippi city. Here's correspondent Jim Krasula.
All public schools in Jackson, Mississippi have had to switch to virtual learning because they have little or no water pressure. Most of the predominantly black city of 180,000 has been without running water since Christmas Eve. Meals, breakfast, and lunch will be provided for student pickup at each school.
Too much water is the fear in Southern California as a major storm moves into the region. Governor Gavin Newsom has already signed a statewide emergency declaration. Fire engineer Alex Rodriguez.
Just in case something does happen in our areas, all our squads, our paramedic squads are equipped, so we're ready for swift water rescue all throughout LA County.
There's new information this afternoon on the condition of Buffalo Bills safety Damar Hamlin, who collapsed on the field while playing in Monday night's game.
There have been no official comments from the doctors treating Damar Hamlin. He remains in critical condition, but relatives indicate he is making some progress. T. Higgins, the Cincinnati player who hit Hamlin shortly before he collapsed, has faced criticism on social media. A spokesperson for the Hamlin family, Jordan Rooney, calls that unfair.
This is a freak football accident. Because it wasn't anything that T. Higgins did. It was really bad luck.
It's still not clear if the Bills-Bengals game will be completed. Steve Futterman, CBS News.
Actor Jeremy Renner is thanking fans after his snowplowing accident in Reno that left him in critical condition. He says he's too messed up to type, but posted a picture online of his bruised face. Stocks are posting gains on Wall Street. The Dow is up. This is CBS News.
Nobody should have to pay for one-size-fits-all insurance coverage. Liberty Mutual customizes your car and home insurance so you only pay for what you need. Liberty Mutual Insurance.
The Shaw 101 FM, Brookfield's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
For Civic Media, I'm Terry Bell with this news. Three more of Scott Walker's people have resigned from state board appointments more than a year and a half after their terms ended. Kelly Tordeau, Mary Williams, and Becky Levzo stepped away from the Technical College System Board last week. Governor Evers' appointees now begin serving. Many of them have been going to meetings, but haven't been able to vote until confirmed by the state Senate. Police say they found the body of a missing man near the Wisconsin Dells. Rescue crews found his body in the Wisconsin River yesterday morning. Matthew Haas was last seen alive on New Year's Day. Investigators say they don't think he was murdered based on the evidence they have so far. In sports, the Bucks beat Washington last night 123-113. Wisconsin edged out Minnesota 60-63. And Marquette cruised past St. John's 96-85. You're listening to The Shaw, 101 FM, WAUK 540 AM.
Women hear a lot about self-care these days. Advice on ways to relax, exercise, eat healthy, and more. Those are all great. But one of the most important self-care steps we can take is making sure we're financially secure later in life. That means saving money for retirement. It's never too late to start. And it's the kind of self-care that brings peace of mind that lasts. For small steps you can take to save for retirement, visit WeSaySaveIt.org. That's WeSaySaveIt.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
The radio show your mother warned you about.
Actual tyranny of a dictator. Dictator's going to dictate Putin. And what did Trump do? Trump kneeled to the man. embarrassing Republicans, and you're still with the guy? This is your front runner in 2024? You've been smoking some of Mike Lindell's crack. What are you thinking?
They're the GCCCP. We are the devil's advocates.
Live weekday afternoons from 3 to 6.
This is Pat Greitlow from Up North News Radio. On the air, online, or on demand, make it a point to catch the first word on Wisconsin news, sports, and more weekday mornings from 6 to 8 all across the stations of the Civic Media Radio Network.
Stories come to life at your local parks and forests. They're places of wonder, and they're closer than you think. Make the forest part of your story today at a local park near you, or find one at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
The Shaw, 101 FM, WAUK 540 AM, Waukesha's only news talk station. Matt Flynn Direct is an independent product and has a joint sales agreement with Civic Media. Enjoy!
Talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn.
Sooner or later, gotta cut you down.
Welcome, Matt Flynn Direct. Coming to you on Civic Media. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits and all points of view are welcome. And remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history. We're right to the front lines of history in the making, and we are right in the middle of history in the making. It's just as if there were no TV then, some radio, 1923, listening to this happening, or in the 1850s, just before the Civil War, happened before that, and then it happened another 13 times prior to the Civil War. We're on the sixth ballot now. I'm going to bring you up to speed on what happens and a lot of the nuances of it since we signed off yesterday. Yesterday, there have been three ballots and then a fourth, three ballots, 19 votes for a combination of Biggs and Jordan in the first ballot, just Jordan in the second ballot. The next ballot, Kevin McCarthy lost a vote. Donalds, fellow named Donalds from Florida, switched from McCarthy to Gymnasium Jim GYM Jordan. So then there were 20 votes shy. We recess for the night, come back this morning, and it's hung tough. Fourth ballot, McCarthy loses another vote. It's not somebody who voted against him. It's a woman named Spartz, S-P-A-R-T-Z. She is a congresswoman from Indiana. Very interesting woman, Republican. She was born in Ukraine, and she's a voice, I think, for sanity in the Republican Party about arming Ukraine, which I strongly agree with. And she switched. She was for McCarthy, and then she just voted present. Now, remember something. You need a majority of members of Congress who vote for a specific individual. But if somebody votes present, it's as if they don't exist. And then your majority that you need goes down a little bit. There are 435 members of the House of Representatives. One of them died. There's a special election coming up, but too late to vote in this thing. He was a Democrat. It's a solid Democratic district. Democrat will be elected. But that has not happened yet. So there are 434 votes, theoretically. Now, in 434 votes, you need 218, because half of it is 217, but that's not good enough. It has to be 50% plus one. You need 218. McCarthy now is at 201. Hakeem Jeffries is at 202. And initially, you had Biggs, you had Jordan, and now you have Donalds is at 20. So there's no way that McCarthy can if he continues this way, he's not going to be Speaker. I don't know why this woman decided to vote present. If she thought she was helping McCarthy, she's wrong, because she was a McCarthy vote. It's better for McCarthy to have people voting for him who are going to vote for him than to vote present. What he wants is the Jordan Donalds Biggs wing, the bad wing, some of them to vote present and lower the threshold. The problem for him is if too many of them vote present, Hakeem Jeffries is 212 votes. If you get it down too much below 217, 216, Hakeem Jeffries is going to be the speaker. Very delicate dance. Let's go over what happened and then what I think is going to happen going forward. Right now, just so you know, they're in the sixth ballot. They're right in the middle of calling the wrong call in the sixth ballot. And already, Donalds, who is nominated again, is 14 votes. And remember, it only would take five to get it down to 217. McCarthy is not going to win on this ballot. He's not going to win on this sixth ballot, right in the middle of it, right in the beginning of it. He's not going to win. He lost the fourth. He lost the fifth ballot. Now he's losing the sixth ballot. And it doesn't matter if Congresswoman Spartz of Indiana votes for him or votes present. It doesn't matter. Jim Clyburn, whom I think a great deal of, he's the number three in leadership in the House among the Democrats, said that he proposed that the Democrats all vote for a very moderate to liberal Republican and get six other Republicans to come over and get a consensus and run a consensus government. He's thinking about Republicans that won in Biden districts. By Biden districts, I mean districts that Joe Biden carried as president. And they're in New York and California largely, but not exclusively. Some people say, well, Matt, come on. These 20 people see the light. Well, no, they won't see the light. Because if you look back in history about the people who held out before, in 1923, the holdouts were progressive Republicans. They were progressives. The Republican Party fighting Bob La Follette, they were on the left. And they went against a stalwart speaker. They used to call them stalwart Republicans and ran concessions at them. This time, it's similar, but they're being attacked by the right. The right is the one that is attacking. These kinds of people do not cave in. They are certifiable wingnuts. Matt Gaetz of Florida, remember, in when he got up initially to speak, he called McCarthy an alligator. He said, if you're going to drain the swamp, you don't appoint the biggest alligator to do it. You don't call a man an alligator who's the leader of your party in the House as minority leader and then suddenly say, oh, well, I'm going to change my mind on him. So that's number one. Now it looks like, and then I'm going to break in and update, Donalds has 20 votes. 20 votes. You know, this isn't going to happen on the sixth ballot. It's as simple as that. Here's the other thing that Gaetz said about McCarthy, which I think is terrific. Matt Gaetz should probably be in prison. He was investigated, and they said they're not bringing charges. His wingman got charged, but not Gaetz. But he wrote a letter to the architect of the Capitol. And you might say, who's the architect of the Capitol? The architect of the Capitol, believe it or not, there's somebody named the architect of the Capitol. Did he design the Capitol? No. It was designed by a French guy. Maybe that was the White House. It was designed a heck of a long time ago. What he is, he's sort of the guy that administers the space. Gaetz wrote a letter to him yesterday accusing McCarthy of, quote, squatting in the speaker's office and questioning whether he should be evicted because McCarthy was crazy enough to move his stuff in. My own view is if you're doing what he's doing, at least you show a little humility, you know, move in. So you got the votes. Very embarrassing to have to move out. But to be accused of squatting and maybe should be evicted, do you think this guy is going to vote for him? Come on. Do you think Lauren Boebert is going to vote for him? It's not going to happen. It's not going to happen. Then McCarthy, very weak, goes, well, Trump still supports me. And yesterday they asked Trump, do you still support him? And Trump said, we'll see what happens. Got his legs out from under him. Then today, Trump got beaten up all night by Republicans and fundraisers around the country. He goes, well, I still support Mike Heaven. I mean, this is the weakest thing I've ever seen in my life. here's a couple of cheap little chicken whatever things they did. They took the metal detectors out of the courthouse or out of the Capitol. Remember, some of them were packing. They bring a Glock on the floor. I mean, give me a break. Let me tell you something. There are more veterans in union halls than there are in hedge fund conference rooms. There are more veterans in that Democratic caucus, believe me. If it comes to handling a Glock, these guys know how to do it. But we're supposed to be a Congress. What are you doing packing? What are you doing packing? John Kasich, a moderate Republican who didn't make it as president, he came out with an idea. He said, let's have a coalition government. And let's have, and this is sort of like what Jim Clyburn said, pick a moderate Republican everybody can rally around and get some concessions on. For instance, they'll raise the debt limit without demanding that Social Security and Medicare be cut, which is what they're presently thinking of doing. Okay, here's some other things. McCarthy says his game plan now is to get a few of the Freedom Caucus types who are against him to vote for him and a bunch of the others to vote, quote, present, end quote, so that the threshold is lowered to 213, and then he'll beat Hakeem Jeffries 213 to 212. This is weak. This is weak. You don't get into a boxing ring and say stuff like that. There's a guy named Don Bacon of Nebraska, Republican, very moderate guy, who says, and this is a surprise, there are preliminary talks underway with the Democrats on a consensus candidate. One of the things they're thinking of, a guy named Fred Upton of Michigan, a very moderate to liberal Republican. And you go, hey, Matt, Fred Upton didn't run for re-election again, so he's not in Congress. And I say, believe it or not, the Constitution doesn't require the Speaker to be in Congress. You could be the Speaker. I am very unlikely to be the Speaker after the things I've said on this show. Calvin is extremely unlikely, although they should probably have a young guy, a young Turk up there at some point. But let me tell you something. Fred Upton, he was a respected congressman, and a Republican. And I've seen the guy speak. I think he's solid. And I think you could sit down with him and say, here are some of our priorities. We want you to agree to raise the debt limit and not hold hostage any of the legislation. And we want you to put through another Voting Rights Act. And if you want to shave it down a little, we'll talk about it. But, and we don't want any funny stuff. We don't want Adam Schiff thrown off of committees, which is what McCarthy is threatening to do to appease the Freedom Caucus. We don't want that kind of tampering. And we want to be consulted on any bill that's coming before the Congress. And you may say, well, Matt, why don't we hold out for Hakeem Jeffries? Well, that ain't going to happen. You know that ain't going to happen because we only have 212 votes. And at some point, these people, you think they'll get together. They do have 222 votes. And we have 212, 213 when the guy who died, his seat is filled. That doesn't cut it. So instead of being greedy and holding out for Hakeem Jeffries, I like Don Bacon and I like, actually, Margie Kaptur of Ohio said the same thing, and Jim Clyburn. Let's get down and run a coalition Congress. Going to a break. The lines are open. I see you on the line. Do not hang up. I'll get back to you right after the break. 844-967-2789. Get back to you right after the break.
Go tell that long-tongued liar. Go and tell that midnight rider. Tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down.
Women hear a lot about self-care these days. Advice on ways to relax, exercise, eat healthy, and more. Those are all great. But one of the most important self-care steps we can take is making sure we're financially secure later in life. That means saving money for retirement. It's never too late to start. And it's the kind of self-care that brings peace of mind that lasts. For small steps you can take to save for retirement, visit WeSaySaveIt.org. That's WeSaySaveIt.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
Hey, this is Jim Santel. I am the host of Morning Cannolis. Every single Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., we talk about the major stories in law, in government, and the aspiration for justice in America. delighted to have you join, call in, and be a part of our discussion right here on the networks of Civic Media.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
That dog does not want to be petted.
Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. Take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Overcast tonight with a chance of scattered snow showers. Lows level off around 29. Southwest winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Chance for snow showers tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 34. Chance of snow showers again tomorrow night. Lows level off around 25. Overcast skies. A dusting of snow tonight through tomorrow. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 32 degrees.
The Shaw 101 FM, your fix for progressive talk. From Big Bend to Menominee Falls. Always streaming at waukradio.com.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-278. Now I go right to the lines. I'm going to take you in order. Do not hang up. We're going to start out with Bill of Oconomowoc, my friend. Thanks for calling. Bill, what's in your mind?
Good afternoon, Matt. Thanks for educating us. I didn't realize that they could nominate anybody for a speaker. What are the chances of them nominating Liz Cheney? And if not Liz Cheney, you mentioned a few people. Do you think they have the ability to nominate somebody who can make a difference? Because Liz Cheney make a big difference. The Freedom Caucus, or Freedom Caucus, whatever those guys are called, I call them the Freaky Caucus, they would be done. They'd be finished the minute they even saw that name up there. I think Liz Cheney could get the majority, but you probably know somebody who might be able to do a better job. What are your thoughts on, in a perfect world, if this guy would be nominated, we'd get it done. What do you think?
Yeah, Bill, that's a good point. And just so you know, and kind of a surprise, when I've talked privately to people, Liz Cheney is my pick simply because we're not going to be able to convince them to put in a Democrat since we're in the minority. Liz Cheney has unnegotiable integrity. I trust her. She would be great. Now, if we could convince all 212 Democrats to vote for her, we would need six more Republicans. I would think we could get them. The problem is we have people on the left in our party, the Ilhan Omars and the Ocasio-Cortez and the, you know, that kind of thing. You can't guarantee 212 votes from us. The reason why Fred Upton is thrown out is Fred Upton, unlike Liz, who was ganged up on, frankly, by the Freedom Caucus and lost a primary, Fred Upton was a distinguished guy who just happened to retire, and he's not seen as particularly ideological one way or the other. I think he's very solid. Just so you know, Matt Gaetz and some of the Freedom Caucus wanted Donald Trump to be the speaker, basically to give him a government position and keep his name alive. No way that's going to happen. So I love the idea of Liz Cheney. Be my first choice. But in the real world, I think Fred Upton can probably do it. We're going back to the lines. Do not hang up. This is a lines segment. Jean of Eau Claire, my friend, you're next. What's up, Jean?
Hi, Matt. For the first time, I think I'm going to be disagreeing with you on that. You can't trust them. You cannot trust them. They already got plans to change the way that the Congress is being run. They've been working on it and making new kinds of committees to investigate, you know, different people. We got to be able to get access to that. It's not pretty. I don't trust them farther than I can throw them, Matt. Every one of them will totally cow down, and they've been nonstop running down Biden. This is why we got to get, their argument on the floor? That's democracy. That's what you do in a healthy democracy. They're getting along. I mean, you should see them. I mean, they're just lying through their teeth. And they got to change it because the Democrats have destroyed our country. And it's bad. So I'm sorry, man. I'm not for that one bit. They need to hang strong and let everybody see what these people are about, because I don't trust them, Father, and I can throw them, and they all stick together. And maybe it's from political pressure. We've watched, you know, when he was impeached, we watched how they wouldn't even have an investigation in that house. A lot of the really good people have already left. Oh, no way, Matt. I think they should hold strong and let the Republicans figure this one out on their own. They dug this hole. They need to dig themselves out. It's pretty scary, Matt, watching them and listening to them. It's live, and it's not good. So I hate to be a burden there, but...
No. Jane, that's terrific. Let me just respond, and then we have one more caller before we go to break. But what I want to respond is, I couldn't agree with you more that I don't want a Republican speaker. But what I'm saying is, if it's inevitable that we have a Republican speaker, I certainly don't want Jim Jordan, and no one does. I don't think he'd get it. But what I think is that they will suddenly, after 15 ballots, get the message, and then they'll put up somebody like Steve Scalise, and he'll end up getting 218 votes. And he is no damn good. Either Liz Cheney and Fred Upton are a heck of a lot better. I don't like it. Don't get me wrong. I don't like it. But you have to look at reality in this thing. So I think, by the way, that what you're saying probably is the way it's going to go. Hakeem Jeffries is going to sit that back, and he's going to let them chew each other up. But I think we're going to get somebody ultimately, and it won't be Kevin McCarthy, who's a lot worse than Liz Cheney and Fred Upton. And I'm just being a pragmatist. Excellent call. Thank you, Gene. Wisco Paul, my friend. Thanks for calling Western Mind Day. Wisco Paul.
Thanks for taking my call. I was going to say, well, Jeannie said it better than me, so what I'll say is I'm 100% behind Jeannie. Thank you, Jeannie. I feel the same way. The Republicans don't want to govern anyway. So, Jeannie, you hit the nail on the head. So thanks for your call, and I'm for Jeannie. That's all I want to say today. Thanks, man. Bye.
Well, I'd like to have Jeannie as speaker, quite frankly, although that's not – they don't want anybody – they want insiders is what they want. You know they want insiders. But here's the deal. What Jeannie is saying is, and what you're saying, Paul, is very likely what's going to happen. Dems are going to sit back and not give them any votes. The hell with them. And this will go on, and they will be embarrassed and embarrassed. And finally, they will get 218 of them. You know, right now, some of that 20 will peel off for Donalds or for Biggs or for Gymnasium Jim GYM Jordan will peel off and just enough and get to 218. I mean, they're not going to sit there for 2 years and not get sworn in and not get paid and not do anything. And I agree with Gene and you that the worst ones are going to try to investigate Biden, and you can't trust him as far as you can throw him. The question is, when you have enemies on the other side who can hurt you, do you want to, if you could pick one, pick the least objectionable, understanding that they're all objectionable? That's the question. And this is an excellent discussion. The lines are still alive. I see you. I've got to go to a quick break. Do not hang up. I will get back to you right after the break. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
WAUK 540 AM, Franklin's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
CBS News Brief, 5 votes and still no Speaker of the House. Republicans continue to negotiate as conservatives keep blocking Kevin McCarthy's bid. Wisconsin Congressman Mike Gallagher is taking an optimistic view.
You might tweet out some more popcorn emojis. I get it. You might write your headlines. But what I see right now is energy, a tremendous amount of energy in this Republican caucus.
President Biden visited a bridge in Covington, Kentucky that will get a makeover thanks to the bipartisan infrastructure bill approved last year.
This bridge, I think, symbolizes the coming together of both sides on something that both sides thought was important.
Senator Mitch McConnell also there. No one won last night's Mega Millions lottery.
Our first winning number tonight is 41. That's followed by 33. Next we have...
The jackpot has soared to $940 million. CBS News Brief, I'm Wendy Gillette.
The Shaw 101 FM, New Berlin's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24-7 at waukradio.com.
For Civic Media, I'm Jane Matner with your headlines. Wisconsin's DNR is asking you for help in spotting bear dens. It's part of a study that began last year and will provide new estimates of reproductive rates for black bears in each of Wisconsin's management zones. People are urged to report any information online about known black bear dens without approaching or entering them. Wisconsin currently has a bear population around 26,000. Hunters harvest close to 4,000 each year. And state residents now have until February 28th to comment on the draft Wisconsin Wolf Management Plan. The current plan, widely considered outdated, was written in 1999 and then slightly altered in 2007. The DNR says the goal is ensuring Wisconsin's wolf population remains healthy and secure while balancing the interests of the public. You're listening to The Shaw, 101 FM, WAUK, 540 AM.
Women hear a lot about self-care these days. Advice on ways to relax, exercise, eat healthy, and more. Those are all great. But one of the most important self-care steps we can take is making sure we're financially secure later in life. That means saving money for retirement. It's never too late to start. And it's the kind of self-care that brings peace of mind that lasts. For small steps you can take to save for retirement, visit WeSaySaveIt.org. That's WeSaySaveIt.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
Hey, this is Matt from Design Garden. Remember when the internet was new? Back then you had to leave your house to start a business. Companies used to pay programmers bags of cash to get online. Now, small businesses can get online with a Facebook business page, or Squarespace, or Google My Business, or WordPress. But which tools should you use? Can you afford to go down the wrong path? Design Garden uses modern tools to build your website the right way. Find us online at design.garden. Again, that's design.garden.
Nobody should have to pay for one-size-fits-all insurance coverage. Liberty Mutual customizes your car and home insurance, so you only pay for what you need. Visit libertymutual.com to learn more. libertymutual.com.
Our guest is Kristen Elfheim, who is the state Senate candidate for District 19 in the Fox Valley.
Listen Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. for As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
There are really good people that have been in Madison on both sides. And if we're not letting the strongest problem solvers win, we're making a mistake.
Listen to As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry right here on the Shaw, 101 FM and WAUK 540 AM.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. We're going right to the lines. Andrew of Detroit, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's your mind, Andrew?
Hey, Matt, you got a spicy show going today. You know, I agree with Gene 99.99% of the time, but today, oh, my God, Gene, you disappoint me. I agree with you, Matt. I think that the Democrats have to get on this tonight. Nancy Pelosi can wrangle them. Jim Clyburn can wrangle them. Hakeem Jeffries can wrangle them and get the squad to agree with them and pick a Republican that they can stand. And that they put somebody in there like Liz Cheney. She's not going to let some of those ridiculous investigations go on. We need a responsible Republican Speaker of the House. If we let these Republicans go, eventually we're going to end up with somebody terrible from the Republican Party. I agree with you, Matt. It's time to find a decent Republican.
Yeah, thank you, Andrew. Really appreciate your calls, Matt, from Detroit. Let me say a little, a couple of things to flesh this out. Liz Cheney is a very conservative person, but Liz Cheney has stood tall against the election deniers. She stood tall against Trump, and she stood tall against the January 6th insurrection and the attacks on the police and the beating and the killing and all that. If she were the speaker, she would not tolerate any of this Freedom Caucus MAGA stuff, where Steve Scalise, who very likely will end up being the speaker otherwise, has already made apologies for January 6th and already questioned Biden, his legitimacy. When they asked him, was Biden legitimately elected president, Steve Scalise says, well, he's in the White House. You know, when you say things like that, you fan the flames of extremism. You really do. And Liz Cheney, whatever you may agree with her or not on a lot of other issues, is the bravest, quite frankly, of them all. She's gotten death threats. She gets death threats. Now, having said that, she's not going to be the speaker. And the reason for that is that she is a lightning rod in the Republican Party. And the vast majority of them will not vote for her, not because they don't respect her, not because they don't like her, but they're afraid that if they do, they're going to be tarred in their primaries. My concept, and this is a concept of Jim Clyburn. Now, Jim Clyburn in South Carolina is a very, very wise guy, and he has a lot of wisdom. He's the guy that really made a difference for Joe Biden, and he has seen a lot. He has seen a lot of mistreatment of his fellow African-American people in the South and so on, and attention must be paid to some things that he says. And he has seen extreme Republicans, and then he's seen some who are moderates who you can deal with and you can make deals with. And he's the one that's suggesting it. Marcy Kaptur, who's a Republican congresswoman from Ohio, said the same thing. Actually, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez said the same thing. She's more aggressive. She would want to hold out for Democrats as committee chairs of some committees, and I think that's unlikely. But if you boil all that down together, if you boil Jim Clyburn, Ocasio-Cortez, and Marcy Kaptur, Ocasio-Cortez, original squad member, Marcy Kaptur, a blue dog Democrat in the center, and then somebody like Jim Clyburn, just a very esteemed statesman, you can't just dismiss their opinions out of hand. They don't want a Republican speaker. Neither do I. But the Republicans have 222 votes, and we have 213 when a new Democrat is elected to replace the fellow who passed away. So when you are down by 9 votes, you ain't going to be the speaker. You ain't going to. So if you have a chance to influence the speaker, you do not want Jim Jordan. You do not want anyone from the Freedom Caucus, which is their equivalent of the squad on the right. You don't want an election denier or anybody who makes excuses about January 6th. You don't want these sort of people. Now, that leaves some people call the moderates. Don Bacon of Nebraska, he's not going to be speaker, but he's a moderate. They're suggesting this guy Upton. Now, I don't know much about Upton. I've followed him to the extent I have and think that he clearly is a moderate. And here are the things that I would hold out for in talking with him. Number one, will you commit to introducing a resolution to raise the debt limit in September when it expires without tying it to Social Security or anything else? If he equivocates, the hell with him. No, we don't want him. But if he says yes, then you'll have 213 Democrats by then, and you'll have a bunch of Republicans who aren't crazy. And even if you only have 10 or 15, it passes. That's number one. Number two, do you commit to not throwing Democrats off of committees and permitting our minority leader, Hakeem Jeffries, to designate them? If he says no, the hell with him. But McCarthy's already said he's going to throw Adam Schiff off, maybe Raskin, some of our most talented people. So you see, this is the kind of thing that makes a difference. If Steve Scalise gets in, Steve Scalise makes election-denying suggestions, hints, winces, winks. I don't want the guy. Don't want the guy. That's all I'm saying. And it's good to be a purist, but at some point, you've got to be a pragmatist in politics. And I don't think this is too much of a decision or a concession. You do not want a Freedom Caucus type or a Freedom Caucus suck-up in there. Going to the lines, Andy of Beaver Dam, my friend. Thanks for calling Western Mind today, Andy.
Well, Matt, if you try to do a deep dive at this whole congressional situation, and the citizens that vote for these crazy Marjorie Taylor Greene, or the list goes on, Matt Gaetz, Gymnasium Jim Jordan, they, you know, it's like they're holding, it's like the, these guys that they voted in are holding the whole system hostage. You know, I mean, and, you know, they really, you know, these minority groups basically are freezing up our government, you know, by what, who they elected, and then these guys get there. And is it, I know it's all about power, but I think it's rather putrid or sorrowful that that this can happen this way, you know. I don't know. It's a real quandary, to say the
least.
It
is.
That, right.
It is. And
I don't know.
And here's the deal. Andy, we are talking about this totally hypothetically, totally theoretically. The Republicans, in my view, are probably very unlikely to try to deal for any Democratic votes, because they will get roasted by Tucker Carlson and Hannity and Bannon and all these right-wing nuts. So as a practical matter, this is simply an exercise we're doing. As a practical matter, what's going to happen is McCarthy, after some ballots, going to have to drop out. And then they're going to say to the Freedom Caucus, who will you accept? And if they say Jim Jordan and nobody else, well, that ain't going to happen. They're not going to vote for that. But if they say Steve Scalise, what I'm afraid is he'll get it. And Steve Scalise is the guy that was shot at the softball game, the congressional softball game. So he has this kind of aura of having, you know, mixed it up in some respect. But if you look at what he says, he is as bad or worse than McCarthy. And he's just a little slipperier than Gymnasium Jim G.A.M. Jordan. You know, he'll say, was Biden elected? And he'll go, well, he's in the White House. You know, this kind of stuff. How about January 6th? And he won't say things like, well, they were patriots, but he'll say, well, I think that's overblown. They're letting off steam. If you have that kind of leadership in the majority party, here's what I'm concerned about. In September, we're going to hit bump against the debt limit. If it is not raised, the government shuts down. The last time they did this, they shut it down for 2 months. The FBI didn't get paid. Coast Guard didn't get paid. And workers on the government, secretaries didn't get paid. And Wilbur Ross, the Commerce Secretary for Trump, he's a very wealthy guy who's on the board of directors of the Bank of Cyprus, which is described as a money laundering bank for Russian organized crime. And one of the things that has to be investigated are loans that Trump may have received from them. That clown said, well, they don't need their salaries. They can go to the bank, get a loan, and pay it back. Now, high net worth individuals can go to, they'll have a line of credit. But the average person who lives paycheck to paycheck doesn't just go and say, I need 900 bucks this month because I'm not getting paid, and I rent, you know what, and what collateral are you going to give me? They ain't going to get that kind of loan. That was a cruel, stupid thing to say. So I don't want the government shut down in September. And I think if Scalise is the speaker, he is going to say, cut Social Security and Medicare by X percent and keep cutting it, but we won't extend the debt limit. They're holding it hostage. We can't permit that to happen. And so this is an opportunity to sit down and negotiate to see, and there are many, many Republicans who have some common sense and who are honest in their caucus, and they're called moderates and so forth. But you see, the way the Congress works is once they elect a speaker, they don't even get to vote on the debt limit, even the moderates, unless the speaker says they can. And Scalise will just say, I'm not submitting it to the floor. Then the 212 Democrats can't vote on it. Moderate Republicans can't vote on it, even if there are 300 votes for it out of 435. You see, The guy who controls what goes on the floor is the most powerful person in the Congress. And when Nancy Pelosi did it, there were crazy Republican things she wouldn't let go to the floor. But my fear is certainly Jordan, but even Scalise or somebody of that ilk will go, no, we're going to let the debt limit slide and we'll close the government down. We've done it in the past until you cut Social Security. We don't want that. They also will say things like, well, we don't want to give money for weapons to Ukraine. Let the Russians go in and rape everybody and butcher them. Sadist Ruskies, genocidal sadist Ruskies. There's not only no heart and conscience in the Republican leadership, but frankly, there's no concern for the United States or for us. So I'm looking for somebody who maybe is a throwback or she's a throwback. I think Liz Cheney would not close the government down and would provide arms for Ukraine and would go after, as she has been, the insurrectionists and not go after Biden. I think Upton's the same way, although he's not as well known as she is. And there are others. So these talks are ongoing. Don Bacon of Nebraska, moderate Republican. Jim Clyburn of South Carolina, in the leadership of the Democratic Party. Marcy Kaptur, Ohio, blue dog centrist Democrat. And Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, a squad member from New York. Now, when you have a squad member from New York, Marcy Kaptur, a blue dog Democrat, you have Jim Clyburn, a very esteemed Democratic statesman, and Don Bacon, a Republican of Nebraska, all saying the same thing, attention must be paid. I mean, you know, I'm not going to say I'm smarter than all four of those guys. I'm not. They're onto something. And that's the idea. And of course, we don't want a Republican speaker. If wishes were fishes, we'd have some to fry. If wishes were horses, then beggars would ride. If ifs and buts were candy and nuts, we'd have Christmas every day. But, okay, let's get beyond that. It is what it is. They have 222 votes. And if we can massage that to make sure that they don't shut the government down, everybody gets paid, the Pentagon still gets its arms that it needs, Ukraine gets its arms that it needs, and they don't investigate Joe Biden, and they crack down on January 6th, that ain't bad. That ain't bad. That's all I'm saying. And I'm also saying, because I'm a realist, I don't think that may happen. I think that they're going to get together and put in a guy like Scalise, and we're going to have to beat the hell out of him between now and September until he's afraid to shut down the government. But, you know, just pointing out things that Biden can do from executive power point of view. Anyway, lines are open, 844-967-2789. We're going right to the break, back shortly, right away, actually, after the break. I know it, baby. You know it, too.
Women hear a lot about self-care these days. Advice on ways to relax, exercise, eat healthy, and more. Those are all great. But one of the most important self-care steps we can take is making sure we're financially secure later in life. That means saving money for retirement. It's never too late to start. And it's the kind of self-care that brings peace of mind that lasts. For small steps you can take to save for retirement, visit WeSaySaveIt.org. That's WeSaySaveIt.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
Hey, this is Jim Santel. I am the host of Morning Cannolis. Every single Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., we talk about the major stories in law, in government, and the aspiration for justice in America. Delighted to have you join, call in, and be a part of our discussion right here on the networks of Civic Media.
Up North News Radio is Wisconsin's new choice for progressive talk about important state issues from the team that brings you the news through social media, newsletters, and here on the radio. I'm Pat Kreitlow. Join me weekday mornings from 6 to 8 a.m.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Lows around 29 tonight under cloudy skies with a chance for scattered snow showers. Southwesterly winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Chance of snow showers tomorrow, high of 34, overcast. Chance for snow showers tomorrow night, lows dip down to about 27. Cloudy skies expected. A dusting of snow tomorrow. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 32 degrees.
A progressive voice from Beaver Dam to Kenosha. WAUK 540 AM. Always streaming at waukradio.com.
Don't let me down.
Welcome back to Matt Thunderick. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Well, this is something that really frosts me. Let's come back to Wisconsin for a change. They've just detected a large plume of forever chemicals, PFAS, moving across Green Bay, going into Lake Michigan. Cancer chemicals. They think this comes from, in Marinette, that firefighting foam that's manufactured there. Fred Prenn, talked about him before, the dentist from Wausau, term expired a year and a half ago in May, and he sent emails and texts, which he concealed, to the Republicans in the Senate, and then just stayed on, and they agreed not to even consider Tony Evers' replacement nominee. And he cast the deciding vote against standards for forever chemicals. And the wolf hunt, and I'm not going to get into that. One bullet, two wolves, to satisfy the Kansas and Texas shooting clubs. Okay. These PFAS cancer chemicals are in water throughout Wisconsin. Now they're in Lake Michigan and Green Bay. Consider a couple of other things. There are other Republican holdovers who sat in office after their terms had expired. Kelly Trudeau, Mary Williams, Becky Levzow. These are all on the State Technical College System Board. But surprise, let me tell you something else. There are 180 appointments that have been sitting around for some up to 4 years and haven't been confirmed. They haven't been shut down. They just don't. They found a way to govern the Republicans, lame duck, not only having the Supreme Court, but then also not even considering the new appointments. And technically, under the law, if they are not shut down, some of them can act in an acting capacity. For instance, cabinet members. There are five cabinet members of Evers right now that haven't even been up for a hearing, and this is in 4 years. There's a sixth that just resigned, and she never was confirmed. She was just a spare tire. She was just acting. But this is not funny. This is not just that now cancer water is in Lake Michigan. This includes people on the Board of Regents of the University of Wisconsin system. This involves the DNR review board. I mentioned Fred Prenn. Numerous state agencies, boards, commissions. Tony Evers, I would like to see him be tougher, to be very honest with you. It was just reported that he talked to this LeMahieu, the Senate Majority Leader Republican out of the Sheboygan area. Said, what would it take to get them confirmed? And LeMahieu blew him off. Said, well, yeah, we'll put it in a committee, and if it comes out of committee, we'll put it to the caucus, and if there's consensus in the caucus, then we put it out on the floor. If wishes were fishes, we'd have some to fry. If wishes were horses, then beggars would ride. If ifs and nuts were candy and butts, we'd have Christmas every day. He blew him off. And then Evers supposedly said to him, well, if it can't be done, but, you know, there's a way. Wait a minute. You're the governor. How about this? Listen to me, you lantern-jawed cretin, you horned-eyed homunculus. You are going to do what's right for the people of Wisconsin. You're putting cancer water in our water, destroying the greatest university system in the country and public education. Knock it off. You're an illegitimate legislature, and I'm going to take this message to every county in the state and every assembly district and state senate district in the state. How about that? Now, that is unlikely to be said. That's what I'd say. That's what I'd say. You're the bully pulpit. What do you think happened when Fighting Bob La Follette was governor? They're all stacked against him. He was a progressive Republican. Not progressive in the sense that you use the term today in Madison and elsewhere, that it's identity politics and the Islamo left. He was a guy who stood up to the power of the railroads, power of corporations, and he just took them on. And he was elected governor and senator because he was honest and tough. That's what you need. What is this clown LeMahieu? What would it take? What do you mean, what would it take? Confirm these people. If you think there's a problem with one of them, don't confirm them. This business of lame duck, which was enabled by four Republican Supreme Court justices out of seven, is a fraud. What it says is that the power of the governorship did not pass with the election in 2018 or 2022. That wasn't good enough. The legislature can continue to be the mini governor by these kinds of tricks. By, first of all, not confirming anybody and keeping people in who were appointed by a Republican governor who was defeated. And the same with the attorney general, that they are essentially second-guessing the attorney general. They tried this in North Carolina. It didn't work. Here it worked. This is not democracy. This is all because of gerrymander. There are 33 state Senate seats in this state, and they have 22 and we have 11. One of their 22 just fell by the wayside. Alberta Darling resigned or didn't resign. She didn't run for re-election. Maybe she did resign. And there's an election now to replace her. And that's going to be this spring. But it's a Republican district. We have a very good candidate, Jody Haber-Sinikin. I think she can win. But why should it be 2-1 when we get over 50% of the legislative votes? 2-1 against us. What about the state assembly? They're two seats away from a veto-proof majority in the assembly. They have a veto-proof majority, or they had it in the Senate until Darling stepped down. That's not democracy. When people vote, and because of gerrymandering, they bootstrap themselves into hanging onto the governorship even though they lost it. This all comes down to the Wisconsin Supreme Court. And one of the election-denying judges who voted not to certify Joe Biden is not running for re-election. So now there are three Republicans on the Supreme Court and three Democrats. Depending on who is elected in April, that will determine whether gerrymandering goes on. Janet Protasiewicz, Judge Janet from Milwaukee, Protasiewicz, Judge Janet, the most experienced prosecutor in the history, I think, of candidates for the Supreme Court, 26 years prosecuting the most vicious crimes in Milwaukee, and a two-term judge, top-notch, excellent, well-respected, is running. She gets it. She's already said, bring another redistricting suit. Bring it right away. It will not be redistricting. It'll be 4-3 the other way. Dan Kelly gets it. It'll be the other way around. Here at the end of the show. Great show. Great caller as always. Matt Flynn direct back same time, same place tomorrow. Signing off for today.
It's easy.
Women hear a lot about self-care. It's on black. Never self-care piece that lasts. First, you can rise it with Save for the Save Flower.
The bakers of Country Hearth and Village Hearth Breads are proud to support local education with Loaves for Learning, the program that makes it easy to earn money for your school. Enjoy Country Hearth and Village Hearth all-natural breads, buns, bagels, and more, then save the UPC from the package for your school to collect and redeem. Each is worth 5 cents and can be used for books, computers, sports, music, whatever your school needs, up to $10,000 a year. Learn more at loavesforlearning.com. Country Hearth and Village Hearth Breads, baking our best for you.
You are listening to WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, always streaming on the Civic Media app.